Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to bring you greetings in Jesus' name from my colleagues and our students at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. We rejoice that we have this partnership in the gospel with Trinity Lutheran Church. Especially glad this weekend to enjoy the hospitality of your pastor and his family. As a professor, it is always good to be in a congregation and kind of see the outcome of our work. I sometimes suggested that teaching at a seminary is like working on an assembly line. Future pastors come through, each professor kind of doing his bit, doing his part, but we don't always get to see the finished product in action, and so it's always a pleasure to come into the congregation being served by a former student and see him do just what he was trained to do, and to see you as the Lord's people in this place to receive that ministry with gladness and with joy. There's a line in the collect that we're going to pray a little later on in the service this morning, the collect for this fifth Sunday of Easter, that aptly summarizes the Holy Gospel, which you heard just a couple of minutes ago. We will pray that among the manifold changes of this age, our hearts be fixed where true joys are to be found. That our hearts be fixed where true joys are to be found. There's no escaping change. We constantly change as we move from childhood to adulthood, and then from adulthood to old age. In fact, life would be pretty boring without change. And yet at the same time, change carries with it no small amount of anxiety. End of the school year comes, and there is a challenge. Perhaps as a graduating senior from high school transitions to life in the workplace, or moves away to a university campus. Change, there are different circumstances. Change occurs, of course, in families, if there's a death, and then there is that vacant place at the table. Changes occur when a new child, a baby, is given to parents. Changes all around. And our Lord Jesus Christ was no stranger to change. He spoke the words of today's Holy Gospel on Maundy Thursday evening. It was the eve of his crucifixion. He is preparing to take leave of his disciples. And the disciples would be now facing profound change. And they were confused by our Savior's words, how he spoke to them of his going to the Father, and how yet they would not be left alone, for he would send the Helper, the Comfort, and the Holy Spirit, who would guide them into all truth. He even says that it is to their advantage that he goes away. The disciples were in for major changes. Changes that would be set in motion by Jesus going to the Father by way of the cross, the empty tomb, and the ascension. All this, Jesus says, is for their advantage. The disciples had enjoyed a most close and intimate connection with Jesus. He had personally called them away from fishing nets and tax tables to follow him. And for 3 years, he taught them the mysteries of the kingdom in parables. They were eyewitnesses of his miracles. They were comforted by his presence in the flesh. For the Lord, who was their friend and brother, is Emmanuel, God with us. In it all and through it all, our Lord, all the way along, is speaking to his disciples about his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. He speaks of how it would be necessary for the Son of Man to suffer, and then on the third day be raised again. He speaks of how he will be lifted up in order to draw all people to himself. And the disciples, well, they just didn't get it. They were confused. In fact, at one point, Peter protests that his Lord and Savior should never suffer and die. And Peter is rebuked by Jesus for these words. And now, on the eve of his death, Jesus reiterates that his suffering, his death, and his resurrection will spell a change for the disciples. On Easter morning, he will not allow Mary Magdalene to hold on to him, for he says he is ascending to the Father. The crucified and risen Lord will not be absent from his disciples, but he will be present with them in a new way. He will give his disciples the power of the Holy Spirit, sent from the Father, who is alive and active in Jesus' words. Commenting on our gospel reading today, Martin Luther writes, "Here Christ makes the Holy Spirit a creature. He does so to prevent one from gaping up toward heaven in search of him as the fluttering spirits and enthusiasts do, and from divorcing him from the oral word or from the ministry. One should know and learn that he will be in and with the word, that it will guide us into all truth, in order that we might believe it, use it as a weapon, be preserved by it against all the lies and deceptions of the devil, and prevail in trials and temptations. The Holy Spirit wants this truth, which he is to impress in our hearts, to be so firmly fixed that reason and all one's thoughts and feelings be relegated to the background. He wants us to adhere solely to the word and to regard it as the only truth. And through this word alone, he governs the Christian church to the end." And that is Luther's summary of the good news which we have heard from our Savior today, that he is giving us his Holy Spirit, not as some extraterrestrial force hovering around, slipping in here and there, but the Spirit who comes to us with surety and certainty through Jesus' words, in the midst of change, in the midst of all that is uncertain and unsure in this life. You have Jesus' words, words which are spirit and life, words that declare to you that the Lord Jesus Christ has ascended to the Father for you, that the one who was lifted up on the cross as the Lamb of God take away the sins of the world, now has been raised from the dead, and he lives and reigns as your brother and your Savior, and that he, in the midst of all the changes of your life, is there for you. He will never back away from you because of your stumbling and your mistakes and your failings. He will never desert you because you wander and trip up in this life. He is there in his word of forgiveness to call you back, to give you a hope that does not disappoint. In the midst of all the changes that transpire in time and space, and they are many, Jesus Christ is with you in his word. And where his word is, there those true joys that we spoke of in the prayer are to be found. That's the reason the book of Hebrews says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His mercy is unending. His steadfast love is everlasting. The forgiveness of sins which he won for the whole world by his atoning death on the cross is a gift that does not vacillate or run dry. His peace, which passes all understanding, is permanent. These are the true treasures which time cannot erase, and they are given you in Jesus' words. Therefore, the Apostle Paul says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It's often said that change is inevitable. Growth is an option. The change brought about by our Lord's death and ascension, his death, his resurrection, and ascension, did not immobilize the disciples. It was indeed to their advantage that Jesus went to the Father, for by his going to the Father, the apostles were given Jesus' words and his spirit, and they were enlightened to proclaim Jesus Christ to all the world. And we are gathered here today in this church because we are recipients of their message. And to hear them is to hear Jesus himself. For he says, he who hears you hears me. Jesus has gone to the Father, and we are going there too. Along the way, in the midst of the manifold changes of this age, he gives us his word, the place where true joys are to be found. Change and decay all around I see, says one of the hymns, but the one who changes not is Jesus Christ. His word is truth, and by his word, he keeps you connected with him, not only for time, but for eternity. In this world of change, that is one thing that will never change. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus for life everlasting.
Amen.